Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Sonia Duncan, and this is episode number 1265. Our topic today is Sponge is bound to make an impact in your business. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
With the average person spending just over 2 hours a day on social media, engagement on social media is crucial to ensuring your brand attracts enough attention. Social media has become a bestseller. Places where people learn more about brands, their products, and their customers. So use brand development, respond to posts, comments, and suggestions, and make sure that your work is at least reasonably synchronized. Choose the suppliers and employees you work with wisely, and remember that everyone who works on your business projects is a potential member of the community you are building. Let your team members know the status of all the projects you are working on and invite them to share their opinions. Incorporating social goods into your work means working with passionate people and thinking in an innovative and positive way. Consider what your ideal customers and customers are interested in supporting and seeking opportunities strategically related to your core business. Imagine that you develop the social, good side of your company from this perspective. Focus your philanthropy on this area to benefit the community and your businesses, and imagine developing partnerships with other organizations in your community, such as your local school, community center, or community organization. To make an impact is to see what you have to do and take the initiative to make sure it happens. Once you have identified a cause, you need to figure out how to connect it to your business and your projects. Identify your target audience, segment your target audience, and then choose the right social media channel for your business. Before you call up a social platform, make a list of what your target audience is for that platform. Use your talents to use and identify the best social causes and opportunities in your community, such as schools, community centers, and community organizations. Find ways to combine your skills with the concerns you're passionate about and focus on your strategy. They should draw up a coherent plan that includes a strategy to keep up with the competition. Everyone wants to work with passionate, collaborative people because we have created a pretty amazing corporate culture by focusing on social welfare. We know that renunciation offsets the extra work for socially oriented business projects, but it also feels good, contributes to culture, and improves business by doing more than expected or required. Others are more likely to follow your lead, which ultimately leads to a more productive workplace. Whether you are an employee of a large company, own your own business, or are just looking for a small philanthropic side business, there are many ways to integrate social welfare into your life, projects, and work. Anyone who has ever toyed with the idea of integrating social goods components into the business is in luck, because today Kristen Moses of Design Good and Design Good Studio gives a few simple tips on how to do this. Whether your mission, first business grows or not, business success and social change can prove to be good for your business and have greater social impact. It is not too late for you to incorporate social good into your business practices, whether you are an experienced entrepreneur or an established company. Get ready to become socially engaged and combine it with your social activities such as volunteering, community work, and community events. Offer your customers the opportunity to take time out from their daily lives to promote your business. Remember that everyone you work with is a potential member of your community, and you will make a statement about your business. No matter how big the company or project, building a community is the most important thing you will do, and it will have a positive impact on the lives of everyone in the community around you. The world of philanthropy is constantly evolving, and you may want to consider how to align your new business or project with trends in your industry and community. If you want your integration to be seamless and relevant to social concerns, you need to be aware of what is happening on the market and think creatively every day. This is one of the best things you can do as a company, because if necessary, adjust your strategy accordingly. But more importantly, use the right tools and systems to help your business deliver omnichannel experiences throughout the customer's life cycle. The world around you and your community
changes every day. Companies with integrated social impact programs are attractive to young, talented employees. Create an employee initiative with an emphasis on employee engagement, leadership, and community engagement. Whether you are just starting out with your first job or leading your own team, remember that people tend to move up to those who have a positive attitude. Whether you lead or only lead, whether you lead or led and lead, people will remember you if you have a positive attitude. Social impact is one of the three pillars of a sustainable business and can be difficult to define, measure, and track, but it is beneficial to your overall happiness and well-being, and good for your business. Although there are many ways to reduce social costs while improving the performance and profitability of businesses, the social impact should not be overlooked. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1265. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.